episode of Growing Up. I'm your host, Daniel. So today's episode, I will be speaking about uncertainty, the uncertainty of university, relationships, jobs, career, family, and stuff like that. And secondly, I will speak about how we view uncertainty and how a better way to view it. And also, lastly, I will give you guys some tips in being more compassionate towards ourselves in times of uncertainty. So keep on listening and enjoy. Everyone, so in today's episode, I want to start by giving a reason why I want to make this episode. So at the time of recording, it's actually nearly the end of the academic year for me, and I just gotten my result about on the 2nd of December, so that was 5 days ago now. When I got those results, I actually did 4 subjects. I passed 3 subjects, however in one subject I got a 49, and then I also got a NP, I think, I'm not even sure the grade. So I was panicked. So I was really, really in shock, because, you know, part of me was just so disappointed and everything. And I'm confused as well. I'm not even sure why I actually got that result, right? So I give my university a call, and then they said to contact me, to contact the lecturer in charge, which I did. I contacted the lecturer in charge, and she was mentioning that I didn't do my hurdle task, which is the hurdle task in this scenario is just like a completion of certificate, and then I have to submit it into the box, right? I've already done the certificate, I've attained the certificate. However, I actually forgotten to submit it in the box. Now, I was freaking out, you know. And then I contacted the facilitator, the lecturer in charge again, to have the problem solved. I know it's like in hindsight, like I already passed it, and I already got my final result, and I already passed all of the units. But on the moment when I received the email, until the moment all these 5 days of process of fixing the problem, I was constantly in a state of anxious anxiety. One, because I kept waiting almost. Yeah, because I kept waiting of like what is going to be the results. You know, that's what is keeping like that. That's what going on in my mind. The thing is, I just want to elaborate on that, because I feel like sometimes we have this certain of, I think life is full of uncertainty, and there are so many unknown that we have to wait for, and we have to anticipate. For me, I think like a lot of it, like I remember when I, you know, went for a job interview, I'm not sure if I got the job or not. And then sometimes the thing is, what I learned is that like all of our lives are going to fill with a lot of uncertainty. You know, there's no single thing that will stop that. Like if you already got a job, there are a lot more uncertainty that you have to deal with. Like, are you doing a good enough job and stuff like that? And I think for me, when, you know, I remember last year when I actually wanted to go to uni, I said to myself, like, if I attend a university, then I will be happy and I don't have to worry again. And the truth of the matter is that that's not true, you know. Like, even if I've accomplished something, there's always bound to be uncertainty. And we as human beings, we just have to I learned to be present, which I will give more tips on the last section of this episode. But, you know, also, like, not only my academic year, sometimes like relationship, there are a lot of uncertainty, like using dating app and stuff like that. Or being in a friendship, you're not sure how you're going to connect, or meeting new people, there are so many uncertainty. I think when I was younger, a lot of time I didn't really have to worry about that as much, because I think like because I didn't really have a lot of responsibility, and also there are not many stakes at hand. But I think as well that I think as well that like with relationship, you know, the uncertainty of it all, like, it's what makes it interesting, I suppose, because I don't know, sometimes like for me, I haven't even figured it out yet, to be honest. Like, I haven't with relationship and stuff like that, I actually haven't faced my fear of like getting into one and beating that uncertainty, you know, like, or having the uncertainty of like where is this going, how long is it going to, how long is the relationship going, you know, the, I don't know, like, I actually haven't been able to do so. But the thing is, like, I think it's okay. I think I will make an episode of relationship once, you know, I understand what and how to succeed about it, or how to deal with it. Not even succeed, but deal is enough. But furthermore, I also want to talk about the unknown of life. I think like there are things that are outside of our control that sometimes I get frustrated over. You know, sometimes I get control freaks. So I was like, I want to change this, change that. I want to know what's going on and what's happening. Yeah, the thing is that there are just bound to be uncertainty, I think. And I don't know, like, as scary as it sounds, I think, like, another way of looking at it, there are a lot of ways to looking at it, which we will speak about now. I think I used to view uncertainty as something that is yeah, I think I used to face uncertainty that is something like scary or something to get over, you know, jump over the hurdle and stuff like that, or the events or the things that makes me feel like I'm uncertain about stuff, like it's just something to get over, and then once I'm over it, then there's no problem to have. But now I really believe that being uncertain, it's something that is being uncertain is something that is to be accepted of, instead of running away from it or running over it. You know, I think for me, it's uncertainty is something to ground us. You know, sometimes our life gets too comfortable, and you know, there are new things or new events that shakes us. I think uncertainty is like it's showing that we're doing something, we're taking new challenges, we're taking new steps. Like when you're dating someone, you're uncertain of where it's going, but you know, instead of just jumping into thinking to yourself that, you know, the end goal of being whatever it is, whether it is having a family with that person or being married, but instead of jumping to that and thinking too far about it, maybe just enjoying the day by day in spite of the uncertainty of the uncertainty or the possibility of the relationship ending or breaking down. I think, yeah, it's something to be uncertainty just show is showing us that we are doing the thing that that is challenging, but also sometimes it can also be rewarding. Lastly, I want to talk about tips regarding how to be more compassionate to ourselves in time of uncertainty. As I said, mentioned beforehand, uncertainty is something that we all, most of us faces, and most of, if not all, but I think one of the tips is just, one of the major tips is to stay in the present moment, you know, not to jump ahead and, you know, think of, I think you can do that, but for me, also, like, you know, for me, when I got that result, you know, there are ways to solve the problem, and also, the worst, if the worst happened, then it's okay as well, but what I'm trying to do, what I'm trying to tell you guys is that stay in that present moment, because, you know, you might think like, oh, I just wish this is over, and you can think that, but I'm just saying, like, later on there will be a problem as well, so if we keep having that mindset, and then we will be happy in any time, because we keep jumping to things that are not you know, whatever, like jumping to a future fence instead of staying in this present moment. But it's up to you. You should ask a question, is this helpful for you? Like, is worrying helpful for you? Or blah, blah, blah. You know, replace that. I think it will help you a lot. And one of the questions that I keep asking myself when I keep having decision is like, if I love myself truly and deeply, what will I do? I think you should ask that in times of uncertainty, like in terms of taking your action and stuff like that. You know, and I hope this episode can be just a reminder for you guys to be more compassionate, more loving, and be more treating yourself like your own best friend. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And don't forget to follow me and stay tuned for another episode. And if you want, you can listen to more episodes that I did previously. Okay, bye.